The IU Summer Theater's Shakespeare comedy for this year is Love's Labor's Lost. It's a title that's easy to remember, but I think I may not be alone in never having read it or seen it. Directed by Jonathan Michelson with a skilled cast, it's a very funny play. Lots of laughs, and my evening seemed shorter than the 2+ hours of the performance. The youthful King of Navarre, Jason Craig West, is intent on cleaning up his act and reforming his friends. He's proposing a rigorous 3-year pilgrimage to Parnassus, with lots of study, little sleep, less food, and no contact with the distractions of women. His pals, Longueville, Nicholas Jenkins, Demain, Ryan Clouse, and Barone, Grant Goodman, are reluctant to agree. Barone is the most eloquent in denial, but he, along with the others, signs the pact. In the next scene, the Princess of France, Ashley Dillard, with her 3 ladies, Rosaline, Julie Kleinstiver, Maria, Erin Logan, and Catherine Courtney Relya-Spivak, arrive. As explained by their officer Boyette, Jenny McKnight, diplomatically trousered and mustachioed to act as a go-between, it's not a pleasure trip which might be ignored, but a formal diplomatic mission requiring contact and consideration. The men are in an indefensible position with this formal wedge into their educational retreat, and their defenses, in quite delightful and complicated ways, crumble. Love's Labor's Lost is early Shakespeare. He's besotted with language. Nearly half the lines are rhymed. Characters write elevated sonnets, compose heartfelt letters. Henry Warrenitz, playing Don Armado, a colorful Spanish knight, with his winsome page Moth Tarachusano. The knight's always good for a few malapropisms. Justino Brokaw as Holofernes, the schoolmaster, is always spouting mixed-up Latin, along with insights into the changes that were going on in English during Shakespeare's time. Even the country swain coster Devon May gets a bit of language education about the difference between a grudging remuneration and a generous garden. Costard, by the way, is a key player in a letter switch as a note from Don Armado to the dairy maid Jaconetta, Erin Logan again, instead goes to Lady Rosaline, and a note from Barone for Rosaline goes to Jaconetta. Major misunderstandings ensue. The guys finally simply have to confess that they've been pretending to stick by their vows and wooing on the sly. Emboldened by their confessions, they come up with a plan that's so dramatically weird that it would have been perfect for the film Animal House. They costume themselves as a troop of masked Russians to further court the ladies. The women get wind of the plan, put on masks of their own, and switch favors so their identities are confused. The athletic Muscovites dance and cavort in a wonderfully funny scene to the nicely done music from Costard, Moth, and the Constable. The ladies succeed in their masquerade, humiliate the fellows, and have a good laugh. Well, things do get sorted out, and with a bit of boasting on the part of the women and chagrin on the part of the men, things are made up, the lovers are sorted out. I'm a bit hesitant to tell you the ending because there's a bit of a surprise to it. Remember that this play's title is Love's Labor's Lost. News arrives that the princess's father has died. The wooing is put aside, or at least suspended for a year. The princess and the ladies require a year of penitence and good works from the men before they'll reconsider. And this takes us back to that pact, a bit like the one that began the whole play. Alan Yurchik's garden setting, with the nicely ironical placement of a statue of Cupid in the middle, works nicely. Emmy Phelps' graceful summery dress for the gentlemen and the ladies contrasts well with the flamboyant costumes for Don Armado and the farcical Muscovite costumes. C.C. Cohn's sound choices and placement flow and comment on the comedy. Tony Story's lighting was a subtle support. The IU Summer Theater production of Shakespeare's Love's Labor's Lost is going to make those of us for whom this was a first-time experience wonder why this isn't done more often. It plays in repertory with Jennifer LeBlanc's gracefully faithful adaptation of Jane Austen's Persuasion through July 23rd, and you can find this review, a review of Persuasion, and other reviews and interviews at wfiu.org/arts. At the theater for you, I'm George Walker.